innercitygeeks.net. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here. This is episode 304. And joining me today for this luxurious episode, I got Brian.
Yo.
I got Alex.
Am I supposed to say yo too? Like, or yo?
You can say yo ho. But also joining us, somebody that hasn't been here in a bazillion times, a bazillion episodes, a bazillion years. The professor. Fucking Charlie, dude.
Hey, what's up, people? It's been a while.
That's right. We can't call him professor.
Yeah, I did. I'm not really a professor, but yeah. We'll talk more about that later, but thank you for welcoming me. I think it's been like, what, 200 episodes since I haven't been on almost?
Yeah, pretty much. 200 episodes and then a whole season.
No,
wasn't
he in episode 200?
I don't remember anymore, man.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Yeah. We'll talk more when we get into the whole what's new.
Yeah, that's fair.
Life.
Hell yeah. Uh-huh. So Brian, what's good, dude? How you been, man?
Been all right. Finally COVID free.
Yay. Don't die.
Yay.
But aside from that, been good, been working. I haven't gotten to do any reviews in a while, so I'm going to try and start one later.
Okay.
But I have gotten time to watch some shit.
Nice. What have you watched?
Ooh, what have I watched? I've just, over the course of the last few days, I've started The Sandman.
Ooh, which I also finished.
Nice. I'm almost done with that.
Oh, it is so good.
I'm about to start episode 4.
Okay.
So I haven't
okay.
really, as what you were saying in the text last night, Steve, was that I haven't even scratched the surface.
Yeah, you've barely scratched the surface.
Yeah, but Steve told me the same thing, and it gets good.
It gets wild. Like after the like the, about the fifth episode, things start to get weird, very much like the comic, and I fucking love how it worked.
Yeah, there's one episode that fucked with me, though, but I'm not spoiling anything.
Yeah, one episode, like, really made me, like, shed a bit of a tear. Okay. But it's good. It's good.
Really digging Jenna Coleman as Constantine.
Hell yeah. As Constantine. Say it right. Constantine.
Constantine. Joanna Constantine. Yeah.
That is the correct way to say Constantine. Or Constantine, how we've been saying it for so long. But it
I'm
is Constantine.
I was going to say, I'm in America, so it's Constantine. America.
That's fair. Ah, yeah, but she was awesome. She was awesome as Joanna Constantine. Kind of sad that it was only for just, you know, a couple episodes, but still fucking good.
So, yeah, Constantine, right? Pretty solid.
Hell yeah. Gwendolyn Christie as Lucifer, awesome too.
I can't wait because I'm not up to her yet.
Okay,
but I know she's in it from the trailer.
Yeah.
So watch that, and then last night I watched Prey, the Predator
yes.
prequel.
Yes. Oh, so good.
And I'm proud to say, or happy to say, we finally have a true Predator trilogy.
Yep. Yep.
Because, I mean, I've seen every Predator movie there is, except mm-hmm. the last one. Predators, okay. The Predator, whatever the fuck it was, the one with, like,
yeah.
With Keegan-Michael Key.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch that one. Not on I just never got around to it.
No, that's fair. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't, like, it wasn't
right.
great.
But there was something that about Prey that took this back to the element. It took it yeah. back to, it took it back to the jungle, which was great. It took it back mm-hmm. to, the Predator not really being in the film.
Yep.
You know,
it took it back to the thought of what is going on. How are these people going to figure out what's happening?
Yeah.
Because this also takes place, for those that don't know, takes place 300 years before the first movie.
Yes.
So it takes us back to before they were real weapons. There's no like automatic guns. They have this one of those guns. When they do have guns, it's guns that you have to load up. You have to, you know, put in the pellets and you use the fucking gunpowder and all this shit.
Wasn't this one of the first movies from an all indigenous cast?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Always a good thing. They didn't whitewash it like they're doing with the Fidel Castro movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Prey. I like that there's a full-on Comanche fucking dub version, too.
Mm-hmm. That is really cool that they did that.
Yeah. It was brought to my attention. I had never watched the show. It fell off the list of things I was going to watch. But
she's in Legion.
That's what
I was talking about. She's really good in Legion, too. But, for those that haven't watched Legion, go check that shit out. It's a fun show. It's very trippy as hell.
But, yeah, I thought Prey was fantastic.
Yeah, for sure.
And then earlier today, I finished Lightyear.
That's another good one, too.
That was great. Like, the story of Buzz Lightyear was fantastic.
I'm going to have to rewatch that, and I'll tell you why later.
Okay, okay.
It's a small reason. It's a silly reason, but it was a good movie, though.
That's fair. Silly reasons are good.
Definitely great.
Yeah.
But no, like, that's pretty much... I mean, I'm sure I watched one or two other things in the mix, but, like, I'm blanking right now. But
that's fair. It happens.
Yeah, but no, it's... I gotta get back to the Sandman because like once we're done here, I'm gonna go grab a bite and then like watch an episode or two.
Mm-hmm.
This is just really fucking good.
It's good. Mm-hmm. Fantastic writing, Neil Gaiman. It's the fact that Neil Gaiman has a lot to do with this makes me really happy.
Yeah. Aside from all that stuff, it's just like, you know. Like I mentioned earlier, like I'm COVID free, but I tell you, it's like I still feel off.
That's fair.
You know, like I just it's
something you're gonna feel off for a little while.
Yeah, like it's like my brain isn't fully functioning. You know.
Yeah, I mean? Brain fog is real with that shit.
Yes, man. It is.
Yeah.
I'm going through that now with the brain fog. It sucks.
Yeah, it's just fucking. Just awful. Like,
do you get winded easily? Because I know after I got it that it took a while. That like, let's say stairs were like harder for whatever reason for like months.
I did not get winded. Megan has that now because like she also had it the first time too in 2020. Yeah, it's just one of those things where like it just stays with you, just fucking, just gives you that brain cloud.
That's fair.
Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got. What about you guys?
Okay. Alex, what's good, dude?
Right now, I'm actually opening in a package of something that I ordered, so...
Nice. That's fair. All right,
I was wondering what the hell that was. I sent Steve a text message. I'm like, what the hell?
Nice. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so okay. I got the NXT Asuka figure or whatever. This figure, I like, was very hard to find for a while, and when I was trying to find it before... It was like, like near $50, and then for whatever reason, I got lucky and I found it for like around like 25.
That's not bad.
I mean, the box is kind of janked up or whatever, but I'm gonna take the figure out from it, like you know, and just put it with the collection when I eventually finish, you know, fixing up the room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool. The next one is that. Well, I think we talked about it before, but I there are a few more figures that I do want to get. I do want to get a Keith Lee figure.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to get the Fiend because I have a Bray Wyatt figure, but I don't have the Fiend.
Okay.
And then I do want to get that Bray Wyatt, like him dressed up, like, you know, when he was in the Firefly Funhouse.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So, yeah, you know, like, even though that's, like, not the best one or whatever, but at the same time, it's just, like, for whatever reason, I'm just, like, I kind of want it. Because whenever, you know, the Firefly Funhouse always reminded me of, like, a Demented Pee-wee's Playhouse. And Pee-wee's Playhouse is always a little off, too.
Yeah.
Every now... My Target's not exactly great, but, like, every now and again they have stuff. If I see that specific Bray Wyatt, I'll grab it for you.
Nice. Oh, look at that family. I love it. Family. But, yeah, but for me, I also saw Lightyear, and I don't know if you guys actually watched it post-credits to all the way at the end.
I might have, but...
Post a Pixar jumping thing.
Something happened. Just say it.
You see Zurg flying in the, you know, in space or whatever, and then the light of the face comes back on, and it just goes off. Something like a Marvel-esque.
So, I just find it leading up to a sequel. Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. So what I find hilarious is that if you really think about it, that fight was Captain America versus Thanos because Josh Brolin played the voice of Future Buzz.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that shit. Yeah.
So, to add to it, we have Korg too.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh my God, Marvel's slowly taking over. Like, you know, hey, Pixar, guess what? You're going to be Marvelized.
Yeah. It's all Disney money.
Well, yeah.
What I thought was great, I only saw that after credit scene where
the first
Colonel
one
was like, yeah, like, laser shield.
Yeah.
So past the credits or whatever, after that, then you have the robot finally finishing giving the directions. It's like, any questions? Where did everybody go? Like, you know. Mm-hmm. So that was the first part, like, you know, that or whatever. And then afterwards, post the Pixar jumping thing, that's when you have the Marvel style, like, you know. I don't know why, but in my mind, all I kept thinking was, like, old school Inspector Gadget. I'll get you next time, Gadget. Next time.
Yeah.
So that's what I kind of thought for whatever reason.
That's fair. That's fair. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
now I had the theme song stuck in my head. Thanks.
Exactly. Exactly.
Copyright song. Gonna get monetized right now.
Okay, nice.
So then. I also saw the latest episode of Harley Quinn.
Great.
Yeah, and
that was so fucking fun. That orgy was fucking weird.
No, what made me laugh was I was just like, all I kept thinking about was herogasm for fucking the boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Except, like, you know, this here was just censored, but it made me laugh that for a second, like the way that it looked, I was like, is Bane fucking that sandwich? Right, and it was just like, no, here you go, no, I'm carbo loading.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was just like, oh my God, my man is becoming the Deep, but instead of fucking octopi, it's a sandwich.
Yep.
But yeah, but then lately I've actually gotten into a new podcast. The podcast is called I Hear Voices, and it's the dude and the chick from Kim Possible.
Okay.
So, yeah. So they interview, like, you know, different voice actors and stuff like that. And
oh, nice.
Yeah, and the one that was really good was the one when they had it with Karen Conroy, because remember, the dude that played Ron Stoppable was also Terry McGinnis.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right.
So that podcast was actually pretty cool. Like, you know, and
okay.
You know, like, what I love is that, like, they really, like, delve deep into, like, you know, like, so what got you into voice acting and stuff like that. Like, you know, it's not like, you know, I mean, it's a little fan service in a sense, but it's also like, you know, they really, like, you know, like, ask, like, you know, so what got you into acting? Were you always into cartoons? And most of the time, most of that, like, from the episodes I've listened to already, a lot of them were just like, no, just regular actor, whatever. Like, you know, as a kid, whatever, and I really watched cartoons like that. And I was just like, son of a bitch, man. Like, you know, like, I'm not saying it kind of hurts, but it kind of hurts. Like, you know, like, for me, I want to hear, like, hell yeah, I love cartoons. Mel Blanc, man. I wanted to be him.
Because you know what it is? A lot of these actors, they are, like, legit actors, and they just, like, they don't they don't see, you know, these type of voice acting as like real acting, because you're not being necessarily like a thespian in a way, because a lot of them are theater actors and shit like that.
Yeah. So, and like I said, I do appreciate that. Like, yeah, you know, and the whole thing is this, it's just learning also like where they came up with the idea of like, you know, certain voices and stuff. I was like, you know what? That's actually pretty cool. I like that, mm-hmm, that whole thing.
Yeah.
So cool. I want to continue on with that. And then, like, you know, it's just been playing just like the Switch whenever I get the chance. But as you know, recently or whatever, and I have to actually thank Charlie for this, a few weeks back, I decided to start doing just recording random videos for the instas. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing what I like to call the Mario Misadventures.
Okay.
These are freaking funny.
So, yeah, so... I mean, the first couple or whatever that I did were like, it was just like playing in fun, because the origin of this story is that one of my great nieces or whatever had this like off brand fucking, you know, Mario figure that's like really janky looking.
Mm-hmm.
And since my youngest niece doesn't like to be left alone, especially in the evening, whenever, mm-hmm, I get home just to help my mom out, you know, if we're watching her overnight, I had to hang out with her. So I decided just to fuck around with this figure or whatever. And, you know, I just started, you know, just randomly, you know, like, you know, oh, it's a me, you know. And I sent it to, you know, of course, this is to you guys or whatever. And then Charlie, yeah, was just like, dude, this is funny. Post it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't know. And then, you know, Charlie would just, you know, kept going like, do it, do it. And I was like,
peer pressure.
Yeah. Charlie's that one friend or whatever. I don't wanna, like, you know. But yeah, but it's been fun. Like, you know, it's been like a little great creative outlet. At the same time, I've been like, you know, trying to slowly work back with the webcomic, but with these, you know, with these little videos that I do, it's just so easy to just, you know, fuck around with random stuff. Like the one that I did this past weekend was, mm-hmm, the one where I took that song Jiggle Jiggle.
Yeah, that was fun.
And, you know, it was just like, I thought of a stupid idea, and I was just like, all right, what would, like, you know, like, because I had the idea in my head already, but then when I heard that song, because I was just looking at random videos online, and I heard that song, I was like, I think this could work.
This is sad. I don't really consider that to be a song.
I don't either.
No, but you know what I mean. Like, well, it's a track, but you know.
Yeah. No, it is a song, but it's not what we would consider like music, what we usually listen to. Yeah, it's poppy shit. It's what you know.
Yeah.
What the masses tend to, you know, go for.
And the thing that makes me laugh is, if you really want to get into it, that track is not even, is like less than 2 minutes long.
Yeah, like a Hatebreed song.
No, Hatebreed is like 2 minutes.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
2:30.
And good. Yeah. But yeah, but like when I heard this track a while back, I was just like, it's so stupid, but it's fucking catchy.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And then the random videos that I've seen with people using it, I was just like, I got a better idea. And lo and behold, you know, I came up with that with that video. And if anybody wants to check it, you know, you can just go to my Instagram, whatever, and it's up there. So
yeah, it's there. Go check it out. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun, so shit. You know, yeah, and I, like I said, I had to thank Charlie for just, you know, just giving me the confidence. Like, dude, it's funny. Put it up.
Hell yeah, man. That's how you start doing things. You just start, you know, being a little creative, being a little weird, being a little different.
Yeah, there you go.
No. So then the idea that I had, just joking around, I was talking with Steve about this the other day. That, mm-hmm, I was just thinking about, I may do like, you know, the Mario Misadventures at New York Comic Con when I go there.
Yeah.
Do it.
Hell yeah.
Do it. Yeah, so the idea that I had, and I can kind of share, because, you know, if someone does something similar, whatever, fuck it, but I'm still going to do it, right? I was just thinking I'm going to have the Mario walking through Comic Con and just, mm-hmm, raiding people dressed up like Mario.
Yeah, that's fair. That's not bad.
Because I could just picture now, like,
you can do the same thing. Do the same thing that fucking, like,
Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yep.
So yeah, so but so I was just thinking like he like if he sees like a Mario that's just like really bootleg or whatever, it's like, you know, oh, I give it the E for, you know, an a B for effort. So it was like, mm-hmm. but it still sucks.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's a terrible. and I'm a knockoff plush.
You a sock.
No, we can't do that. It's New York Comic Con. It stinks. And then that's when I hear Jay Sherman come out of nowhere, like, you know, that's my line.
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, but oh man, so yeah, so there's that.
very cool. I appreciate it, man. I'm glad you're getting your reps in as far as, you know, doing things, especially like something that's different as far as video wise yeah. and stuff, because, you know, something different, dude. Something cool, something fun.
Yeah. Dude, like we talked about before, whatever. It's just like ever since after the whole divorce thing or whatever, just mm-hmm. trying to get back to my old self. Oh, little yeah, outlets sure. like this have been very helpful. And, you know, yeah. actually coming back to the podcast after, you know, the long hiatus. Because, mm-hmm. you know, I didn't want to be like the fucking Eeyore of the group or whatever here. Like, you know, hey, Alex, how's it going? Oh, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. Why bother?
Exactly.
Is my tail still there?
I got a nail in my ass.
Did it finally fall off?
No, I haven't it's used still
it.
There.
I haven't used it in so long.
No, I'm holding it because I'm clenching it with my asshole.
Yeah. Gotta hold it tight.
The perception of Disney is ruined.
Yeah. It always has been.
Now we're not getting the two bags of Disney money. Great.
It's all good. I was never but expecting it.
I can see right now, whatever, it's like, you know, you started it, right? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, pretty much. It's all good.
All right.
So, Charlie, what's good, dude? It's been a while. It's been forever.
It's been forever. I'm trying to think the last time I was on. It's got to be before the pandemic.
Way before that, yeah. I think probably around this time last year.
No, not even.
No, yeah. Because you guys didn't go away last year.
No, we didn't go away last year. Well, anyway, where do I start?
You're a teacher officially.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, or the two listeners that listen to the show, where have I been? I
Six.
Switched careers.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, I went to grad school and started teaching at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a crazy endeavor. I had to take a couple of exams first to get a provisional training license to teach while going to grad school at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a journey. I wish I would have done it 10 years earlier. The last job I had left me really depressed and put me in a bad way, emotional, mental, and physical.
Mm-hmm.
Where to the point where I almost had a stroke a couple of years ago. That's how bad it was.
Motherfucker.
And I was pushing 300 pounds. Now I am officially down to about 187. As of June, I have graduated with my master's in science in special education
mm-hmm.
with a perfect 4.0 GPA.
Hell yeah.
So I graduated with honors.
Mr. Smarty Pants over here.
I'm going on my third year of teaching. I am teaching in a high school in the city, in the Bronx,
mm-hmm.
Doing special education.
Charlie, in head of the class.
Yeah, okay. I don't like that. It's been a learning experience, but it's been so fulfilling. I love it. There are some days for some of these students, you know, I want to knock them around. And I'm like, what the – our future is doomed.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's some days where it's like I love it. I love some of my students. Some of the students are great. Some of my coworkers are – the majority of my coworkers are awesome. And I mean, it's been hard. This year especially, we lost a coworker in the middle of the year, unexpectedly. Yep. Here one day, gone the next. Like, kind of one of those scenarios. And I had to pick up a little bit of the slack there where I had to take over one of his classes. So I was winding up teaching 6 classes a day, 3 different subjects a day. But it was fun. What else is new with me? I'm trying to make this short because I know we're going over like 30 minutes already.
All good.
I just came back from a trip to Malaysia and Thailand. I usually go almost every summer, but because of the pandemic and because of school, I haven't been able to go for the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I took on the way coming back home. I've been home for a week now. I took the world's longest flight nonstop.
It's crazy, son.
From Singapore to New York, which was 19 hours nonstop in an airplane.
Jesus Christ, dude.
So I wanted to catch up on some movies while I was out there, and I did. However, we were waiting for Thor to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't come out when it was released here worldwide. I think it was released on, what, the 2nd? No, not the 2nd. Well, it was released sometime in early
July.
Late July, early August it was released. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I can't even think right now. See, COVID brain. Late June, early July it was released. Yep. Something like that, that's right?
Yep.
And in Malaysia, they delayed it because of what they called a homosexual scene. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when they said they were going to put it off to like the 20th of July. And then the 21st came around. I was like, yeah, we're just not releasing it in Malaysia. We're banning it.
Boo.
So I never got a chance to watch it out there, and I'm going to try to catch it out here.
Mm-hmm.
With the story regarding the Lightyear movie.
Yeah,
I have to watch it again because they cut a scene I haven't seen yet, and it was supposed to be like a gay kissing scene.
Oh wow, okay.
So they didn't show that in Malaysia. So
but it's not even that big of a deal.
Well, you got to remember Malaysia.
Well, they're very strict about that.
Yeah, it's also
I understand and that I get, like, you know, but yeah.
Malaysia is
like,
also, you know, a Muslim run country, so you. There's certain things that just doesn't fly out there, you know? Yeah. So you got to respect it and everything, you know?
Oh, mm-hmm. No, I'm not saying not to, but, you know,
yeah.
I guess maybe it's just because, you know, well, you know this already, raised by two gay brothers and...
Yeah.
And, like, to me, it's just like, it's not a big deal, like, you know?
No, yeah, I need the same thing here, but, yeah. You know, in other cultures and other parts of the world...
It's a no-no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll look at me and just be like, you know, heathen.
Pretty much it.
Even though we think that about ourselves anyway, but
yeah. Still. Yeah. And it's funny, even how I call some of my students.
Yeah.
I just call them a bunch of heathens. Yeah. I did catch up on I saw the last Spider-Man movie. I saw Uncharted. Okay. Saw the Minions movie, which I thought was cute. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Minions fan.
Yeah.
Me too.
Caught up on just binge watch Doctor Who and Big Bang Theory and a couple other things.
Okay.
Came home last week on Friday. I saw Bullet Train. I highly recommend
it. How was that? Did you like it? What was
it? Is fun. It is a fun, great movie. Some twists and turns, some comedy, a lot of action.
Okay.
I mean, it's not, if you're looking for an Oscar-worthy picture of the year type movie, you're looking in the wrong spot.
No, usually around this time, there's no real Oscar-worthy anything happening. Yeah.
Go watch it. It's fun. Okay. It's highly, highly fun.
Okay. Very cool.
I'm trying to think what else is new with me. That's pretty much it. Just chilling. This is the first summer in years where I don't have to go to college classes or grad school or grade homework.
Or do anything. But, you're just chilling. Literally, you're chilling, though.
Yeah. I mean, the last couple of years I haven't been on, I've been really busting my ass on trying to turn my life around on both health-wise and just career-wise. And, you know, I've always kept in touch with you guys, you know, and I always listen to the episodes, you know, follow along here and there. I can't believe we run like episode 300 and change already. And,
yeah, man.
I still remember going to the old, you know, Revlon offices.
Yeah, the 237,
yep. And with our old little tape recorder, yeah. not tape recorder, but the digital recorder we got from Best Buy.
Yeah. Oh my God. That was a long fucking time ago, dude.
Steve cutting and pasting everything, whatever, working his ass off. Yeah. And he still does it, but you know, we don't give him enough credit, but whatever.
It's all good.
Steve doesn't deserve it now. Steve deserves all the credit for
Them's his fighting word, hon.
It's just been a great couple of years. It's been hard. But the hard work is paying off finally.
Absolutely.
Brother, you did it. So you know, be proud of yourself, man.
Thanks, man.
Proud of you.
Thank you, guys. It's just I never thought I would go into it being a teacher, and here I am teaching and trying to edumacate these heathens, as I call them.
Yeah.
It's just been fun.
Edumacate these some of my bitches.
Yeah, I mean, some of these students, they make you like wonder, like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah,
you know. But especially being a special education teacher, and that's my specialty, it's a little different than just being a normal classroom teacher, because, you know, and there's a stigma with the special education thing, but I have been trained, and I'm working on looking past some of the stigma, because some of the stigma is just bullshit to begin with.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I feel like.
I mean, like, isn't it more just having more patience with them? Because, you know, some can't fully communicate the way what we consider normal.
Well, it's not only just communication. It's the way people process information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you process information, how you visualize, conceptualize the information, how you take in the information, how do you spout out the information.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just that. It could be a special education. It could be anything from you having emotional problems or behavioral issues to being ADHD to being, you know, coming from a broken home pretty much and not giving you issues, or coming in from a different country and not speaking the language properly. It's just a lot. And not every student. So if I have two students in my room with autism, those two students aren't the same, you know, it's just because they have the same diagnosis. One can be high functioning, the other one can be low functioning. I have to take the lesson that my co-teacher is teaching, and then I have to break that down for each individual student, and it's a process. So if I have like 17 special ed kids in the class, I'm going to have to break that lesson down for 17 different ways. For 17 different students to process that information.
That's a lot of work, dude.
Yeah. And I do that for 6 classes and 3 different subjects.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So
I commend you for that dude.
Plus, then I was doing my own homework at the same time, you know?
Yeah, you were, yeah.
So my students complain, "Mister, I have too much homework to do." I was like, "Yeah, you want to switch?" You know, I got too much. My project is too much. I'm like, "Yeah, you can do mine, man. I got to do a 20-page paper, man. Let's go." I mean, more than happy to write down that 2-page report you have to do.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, never mind, mister. So. That and still listening to music. And,
of course.
Oh, you know. My God. Speaking of music or whatever, that new Soulfly.
Shut it up.
I downloaded, Steve gave me, sent me the album. I haven't listened to it in full yet.
It's good shit.
Yeah. It is.
So I think that's it for the podcast today. I think we're done.
Awesome. Yeah, quite possibly.
Steve, what's up with you, man?
What's up with me? What's up with me? It's been a hell of a week. It's been a fun week.
It's only Monday. What the fuck?
Well, it's Monday now. Yeah, but you know, we've adjusted our recording schedules and shit.
Yeah.
Last week I only worked for 3 regular days at my regular job, which was nice. It was okay. It was fine. But then on that Thursday, last Thursday, I actually worked the stadium. And that was fun because I worked the weekend. The weekend had a show here at Raymond James.
I hear he puts on a good show.
He put on a great show. It was really fun, really entertaining. Not usually my cup of tea when it comes to music, but it was very entertaining. It was real fun. A lot of cool music, obviously. Because it's pop music, so it's fun, it's entertaining, it makes you want to dance and stuff, and it's cool. It was a cool show. What sucked is that just before the show, it was raining. Granted, it's Florida. It's always fucking raining out there, out here. Yeah. So it rains for like a good hour before the show even started, before they even opened the doors. It was pouring.
Damn.
So by the time it was time to open the doors, we waited like another 10, 15 minutes. Rain stopped, let everybody in. And then when the openers started to come out, because they had scheduled two DJs to open. And then Doja Cat was going to be the direct support before the weekend. One of the DJs, their gear got completely wrecked because of the rain. So the other DJ had to make up for the time. So he was there for like another, like it was like he said, he was like, oh, like my stuff got messed up too. But he was able to salvage some of it and work a set for that time. So he was up there for a little while. He was pretty good. And then there was a bit of some, you know, wasted time pretty much. Cause of course, you know, like I said, Doja Cat was supposed to be up there, but she decided to cancel on the show. And it was just the weekend that came up like around 8:30, 9 o'clock. And then he was there. It was fun. It was a really cool show. It was a real cool atmosphere. The section I was at, I was by the stage, by the front of the stage, because of course, you know, a lot of the times these artists, they have like the regular stage and then they'll have like a walkway, and then they have like another little section where you're standing or whatever out front. So I'm all the way at the front there, and what he had for the show was actually really fucking cool. First off, the main stage had like, you know, a city background, which is really fucking cool because they had the lights and everything looked really fucking nice. But then they also, like, on the area that I was at, they also had an inflatable moon, which was really fucking cool. Cause it was basically hidden or whatever within the stage, and then they turned it on as soon as the show started, and it went up, and it was a huge fucking moon, just like literally like right above me. It's fucking insanely good, insanely cool, and it was fun. It was a real fun show. It was really interesting. A lot of cool people there. A lot of cool people were just like running around, and it was fun. It was a real fun show. I had a fun time.
Nice. I've been buying to go to a concert, but tickets are like outrageous out here, man.
Yeah, they're slightly ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I am going to one, I think, in mid-September.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I got tickets like $50. I'm like, $50 I can deal with.
Yeah, $50 is not bad.
Yeah, but like I wanted to go see the Red Hot Chili Peppers because they're like the bucket list concert for me.
Yeah,
I'm not spending like $200 and then travel to another state to go see them. I can't justify that.
No.
Yeah, I'm like, my gripe right now, man, it just seems like a lot of bands are kind of skipping New York.
Yes and no. Yeah, the Red Hot Chili Peppers are skipping New York, but you got Rage Against the Machine playing here like the entire week.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are reasonable. They're like, you know, with the fees, they're like $100. It's
against
the Machine and Run the Jewels is the opening act.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about doing that, but you know, I don't know. It's not like really a big concert for me to go see right now. You know, it's not like a
It's not the go to. It's not the must.
Yeah, it's not my go to. Yeah. I wanted to go see this band. I don't know if you're familiar with them, Rise Against.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah,
and they're playing at the South Street Seaport, or what they call Pier 17 now, the rooftop on Pier 17. Beautiful venue, by the way.
Nice. It is nice because you send me pictures from there, and it looks really fucking cool.
Yeah. And then tickets went from $60 one day. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll get them out, and I waited till the next day, and then they doubled in price.
Oh shit.
Yeah. No.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. Yeah. And then I saw Pearl Jam was playing on September 11th at Madison Square Garden, and I'm like, yeah, I already know those tickets are going to be
exactly. Fuck that. Yeah. Nah, but I saw the weekend. Then also a couple of days after that, I went back to the stadium because they had they Titus O'Neil, who we know from WWE, he also used to be a Buck. He buys 30,000 book bags and gives them out to to anybody that wants to come and get a free backpack because it's back to school time over here. School starts, as of this recording, it starts on Wednesday. And so he goes out, he brings them all to the stadium, and people just come in droves to get free backpacks. And then they also have, they had a battle of bands, they had free food, as well as supplies, and they do medical stuff, as well as haircuts and everything, all for free.
See, that's what's up, man.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
So it's really cool that he came out and he did that.
So what like do you do there when that happens?
I was working the gate, basically letting people in, checking them out, making sure that they don't have any weapons or anything.
Okay.
Typical type of security shit. But it was cool. It was really cool. Like I got to say what's up to Titus. I was like, yo, what up? It's good to see you again. He was like, oh shit, it's good to see you again too. So I was like, all right, cool. Because I see him all the time. Like I've mentioned on the show before. Like I've seen him.
Yeah, you guys are like, you know, best buds now.
Right? Yeah, he's my homie. I see him at the stadium. I see him at fucking
BJ's.
I saw him at Raw's. I saw him at Sam's Club. I saw him at the airport. He's everywhere. So like it was pretty cool to actually, you know, see him again. He actually said, oh, it was good to see you again too. So he could have just been saying like, oh yeah, cool.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm sure
he recognized you.
Probably. You know, it's not hard to not recognize me, you know.
I mean sometimes there's genuosity there when it comes to like, you know, recognition. It's like that time that I worked Warped Tour and I spoke to the guitarist for Simple Plan for about 10 minutes and then worked another show maybe 2 months later at the Best Buy Theater, and he looked at me, he's like, you look so familiar, and he's like, and trying to think the show, and I was like, Warped Tour, he's like, yeah, we were talking about guitars.
Nice.
And there's like, and your brother plays. I was like, yes.
Oh, that's so dope. He actually remembered that much. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So
that's awesome. And so what else other than that? I've watched a bunch of things, of course. So like we mentioned previously, we watched Lightyear, watched all of the Sandman, all of fucking what else did I watch? Oh, I'm caught up on American Horror Stories. These last two episodes that I watched were actually really fucking good. Very fucking weird. Very
See, I need to, before I get into that, I need to finish the last season of American Horror Story, which I didn't realize that I totally forgot about.
I completely skipped that one. I was like, it didn't really grab my attention to begin with.
Okay.
But
hey, Steve, I add a show that I forgot to mention?
Yeah, yeah.
The Terminal List. I started watching that. I'm thinking about like 3-4 episodes in. It's really, really good.
It's fantastic. Brian said he finished it. Yeah.
I finished it in 2 days.
There you go.
Yeah.
Got me wanting to read the books.
And I'm sorry to throw in one more thing that I forgot because my COVID brain cloud. Trainwreck, the Woodstock 99 documentary.
Oh, yes. That is a good one.
The fact that Woodstock 99 was that fucked up that you had not one but two different takes on a
completely different, completely different,
completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Because what was the other one? HBO.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I remember Renee speaking about it.
Yep.
And then I watched it and I was like, holy shit! And then, it was a couple of months ago. I was still living in Staten Island, and like, I watched it, 2 days ago, and I it was 3 episodes, about an hour each, and then went, and it's just really fucking crazy how that shit still was horrifying. And the co-founder of Woodstock, who was also the co-founder of Woodstock 99, he still, to the day he died...
He was very nonchalant about it.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm sorry, it didn't work out the way it was planned.
Like, you could tell he was probably high on some shit.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. It's sad. It's sad. Like, it's a very sad story of something that could have been completely awesome.
I mean, they took their water and they took their food on a hot fucking day, and they made them pay stadium prices.
Yep.
You know?
What was crazy is the fact that, like, the regular drinking water that necessarily would have been just been like the tap or whatever,
yeah,
was pretty much tainted completely because of the fact that like there was no real sewage cleanup or anything there. So they were drinking shit water, literally.
Yeah.
It's fucking gross.
It's fucking gross. And and the amount of rapes that went on there too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Rapes, molestations, all the grosses that you don't want to be a part of happened while people are just trying to enjoy themselves and actually listen to some music. Mm-hmm. Well, it's in something that should have been like a chill weekend turned into like absolute mayhem.
Absolute mayhem.
Indeed. Yeah. Yeah, but that was a real fun show. That was a real fun documentary. I like that one.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and sorry, one more thing. I think this is the last thing I watched. It was Light and Magic. The story of ILM.
Oh yeah, yeah, I gotta check that out.
So definitely check that out. It's on
Disney. Yeah, I gotta check that one out.
Okay, I'm done now.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, I guess now we can get into some geek shit, because of course, you know. That's what we're here for.
That's what we do. I forgot. It's been so long.
Yeah. It's been so long that you know, you forget the format, you forget how things run.
Yeah.
And, we got a lot of cool shit that came out this week. Some shit that, you know, is really interesting, because of course, you know, there's a lot of interesting shit that happens all the fucking time.
Always.
Where should I start? There's so much. Let's go with something that, you know, doesn't have anything to do with a lot of the superhero stuff. But I'm a big fan of John Woo. John Woo does amazing fucking movies. He's been doing shit for a really fucking long time. We got news that they are going to be remaking The Killer, which was a great fucking movie back in the day. Fucking awesome. But we got news that they're going to be bringing in there's a show on Netflix called Lupin, and they're bringing in Omar Sy to play the lead in this, and I am quite interested because I hear Lupin is actually really good.
I heard that too.
I haven't watched it myself, but like I said, I hear it was really good, so I was like, okay, I could give this a shot. And then now that, you know, he's going to be the lead in The Killer, is going to be dope. Because Chow Yun-Fat was awesome as a lead in the original, so I'm super excited to see what they're gonna do with this one.
Was that Chow Yun-Fat and Mira Sorvino?
I think it was. Yeah,
I think it was.
Yeah, but it is really fucking cool that John Woo is gonna be redoing this new one as well, and it's gonna be on Peacock, so nice. That's gonna be really fucking cool.
Nice, we're gonna get a rebooted movie by the director himself
rather than just a rando.
Yeah, that's actually pretty dope.
Yeah. Yeah. Rebooting, reimagining. Because of course, you know, times change. You gotta make things a little bit differently from the past, bringing it into the future. It's gonna be cool. It's gonna be interesting. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with this. I'm actually kind of excited to see what they're gonna do with What Lupin? I haven't watched Lupin. I've heard a lot of good shit about it. I kind of want to check this out now. Then some other, guess reimaginings type thing news, reboot news. We got word that they're gonna do another Patrick Swayze, not a Patrick Swayze, but Roadhouse. Who, which starred Patrick Swayze? That's kind of where I was going at.
Because it's another one of his films that are getting rebooted.
Right, exactly.
Because they did Point Break.
Yes. And now they're going to be doing Roadhouse, which is very interesting. But what's interesting about it to me is that Jake Gyllenhaal is going to be in the remake.
So Gyllenhaal is going to be Swayze?
I'm assuming so. I'm assuming so, because it makes sense. If they're gonna be casting, you know, this big name to play another big name, I could see it happening. But it's just gonna be interesting to see how it works for today times, yeah. Or if it's gonna stay in the '80s or whatever. don't know. I kind of want to see what they're going to do with it. And this is going to be coming to Amazon. Okay. Of course, you know, why wait and actually put it in theaters?
Right.
Just put it on fucking Amazon. Because you got the money to do it. Why not?
I don't know, man. I'm just saying, maybe I'll be interested if they got Seth MacFarlane to play the role of Swayze. So you got Peter Griffin, you know, Roadhouse. Oh, man. But yeah, I mean.
Just roundhouse kick every 2 days?
Yeah, exactly. And then they have that one scene where he's driving, just kicking the, you know, the steering wheel. Roadhouse. Roadhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to have the scene or whatever when it, like when he's making love. Roadhouse.
That'd be hilarious. That'd be fun.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but this is going to be interesting. It's going to be cool. I kind of want to see that. And then another thing that, of course, has nothing to do with superhero shit, but it's going to be starring a superhero, and that's Chris Pratt. He's going to be starring in the modern version of Garfield. Like, I guess a reboot of Garfield coming in 2024.
Is it going to be hate on him for doing that like there was from him doing Chicago?
Of course. Why wouldn't they actually? Like, well, everybody hates on everything for some reason.
He doesn't sound like a cat. Or he's not, yeah, a cat. He can't voice Garfield.
Yeah, he doesn't sound like Bill Murray. Come on, people. It's a fucking cartoon.
He doesn't sound like Lorenzo Music.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's going to be interesting. I kind of want to see what they're going to do with this.
I heard he actually likes Mondays.
Yeah. He likes Mondays. I like that. I think that's going to be the episode title.
I like it. I'm with it.
Yeah. That tracks. But it's interesting. I want to see what they're going to do with this. Of course, you know, it's going to be a brand new take, similar to how they did with, you know, Lady and the Tramp. They were there for a little while, and then they had what was the other one? So many other ones that they started doing the live action and the CGI shit, kind of like Sonic, which is I guess the next thing that we're gonna be talking about is we got news that they're working on Sonic 3 coming in 2024.
But you can kind of tell that the way that it played out, like, you know, especially with the ending. Spoilers, because they should, you know, introduce Shadow.
Right. See, but that's the thing. Like, you can expect one thing from the movie, but until you get the final notice that, like, oh yeah, this is actually happening, it's always up in the air, because we've seen so many movies that had like cliffhanger type endings or endings that could have been left open to something else.
Yeah,
that just never happened. So the fact that this is actually really happening, I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with Sonic 3. So we'll see. That's coming, of course. That's not going to be for another like 2 years, but it's very interesting. I want to see that.
What I would like if they do it is if they have Jaleel White as a star, like, you know, like just to pay homage, because remember, he was the voice from the cartoons originally, and then, you know, the first two cartoons that came out.
That's hilarious. I didn't even think about that shit.
I just think that would be kind of cool. Like, he doesn't have to play a voice. You just have him in there, whatever, and he could be in the bank or whatever, standing in line, just going, "I'm waiting."
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
that'd be cool, because he doesn't really do a lot of shit anyway now.
No.
Yes, he does. My man sells weed with Snoop Dogg.
True. Yeah, he's getting paid, but as far as acting wise, you don't really see him doing much.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, you could sell all the weed you want, but if you don't see it, you know, you don't see him actually doing something that he's been known for ages. Where are they now? You know,
living their life, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Then the next thing, it's kind of a bummer because. DC, we've been excited for a lot of DC shit to come out for some time. a lot of shit that has actually looked really fucking promising.
Yeah.
Key thing that I'm saying right now is Bad Girl, who we were really excited for. We knew Michael Keaton was returning as Batman, as well as Brendan Fraser as Firefly.
And like, and we were super happy about the suit not looking like cheesy.
Yeah, the Batgirl suit looked like the comic.
Yeah,
very comic accurate. It looked cool. There were scenes that were on the street that were filmed that, you know, people were, of course, they were recording outside and everything. And then it looked really fucking cool. It looked really fun. And then we got news that DC, not necessarily DC, but Warner Brothers Discovery was like, nope, fuck you guys. Cancel the whole thing. Not putting out the movie.
They threw away $90 million like it's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not the only thing that they canceled. They also canceled Scooby or Scoob's holiday. What's it called?
It was like a holiday movie. I don't think I would call it a sequel, but.
It is essentially.
You would have called it a sequel, or
yeah, I would call it a sequel.
I mean,
because it was supposed to be another, I don't know, full feature, pretty much.
And then they canceled the Wonder Twins, and they canceled something else.
There's nothing factual yet on this, but it's looking like Gotham Knights might be done.
They canceled Gotham Knights.
Yep, that's done.
It's done. And I didn't see any like full on news. I saw it was might have been quietly canceled.
No, yeah, it was canceled.
And they canceled, and the Flash, they announced it was the last season of the Flash.
Yeah, they said that for a little while already. That was going to be the last one.
Yeah, season 9 is going to be the shortened season down to 13 episodes.
Also, they also canceled the Secret Adventures, which we were kind of looking forward to. We spoke about a few months ago. That was going to be head by Kevin Smith or whatever. That got pretty much canceled completely too. So yeah,
he's too busy buying a theater.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, there's so much shit that could have possibly happened within the DC universe. That we're excited for. We wanted to see what was going to happen, and of course now that is not going to happen. What sucks is that they put out so much money to this already.
Yeah.
It's not like if it was still in pre-production or anything. No, they paid actors, they paid everybody to do this, and now it's not happening, and that fucking sucks.
And by real quick, I just want to clarify, just in case if anybody else is listening, it's not Gotham Knights, the video game that got canceled. It's the Gotham Knights TV show.
Show with Misha Collins from Superman.
Yeah. There's also a video game coming out that has some issues.
Yeah, that's been on delay for like 2 years already.
Yeah, and then it's actually coming out, I think, this year, but they're only releasing it for next generation systems.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, that sucks. It sucks that, you know, all the things that we're really excited for pretty much got canned. It's sad. It's very sad.
It is.
But what's kind of weird is that even though these TV shows are all about superheroes and all these movies are all about superheroes, we got news that HBO Max is working on a comedy called The Franchise, and it's about superhero movie making. It's a comedy. So
when you said that, I was like, they're gonna do a biopic of Shane Douglas?
No, but this is pretty much coming from the creators of Veep and Avenue 5. And they're gonna be it's pretty much a talking about the makings of a superhero movie and how, you know, we put all these things together. And it's coming to HBO Max. It got the first. It's pretty much got signed for a pilot.
Did they say when it's coming out?
No, they haven't really said when it's coming out.
Because I'm wondering if this is going to be before or after the merger.
Well, the merger's already happening.
Yeah, but I don't think it's to take place till like 2025. I think it's
right. I got you.
I'm just wondering.
But it's just interesting how you know they're getting rid of all these superhero stuff and all these other things, but yet they still got something that's still has something to do with superheroes in general.
Huh. Yeah,
it's very fucking weird.
So, to go back a little bit on this DC thing,
yeah.
Considering we're still in the topic of superheroes and in HBO,
mm-hmm.
I'm just fingers crossed that they don't axe Harley Quinn or Titans.
Yeah.
Because, well, Harley Quinn, I only watched, like, half of the first episode of the first season, because, like...
The first three episodes are crazy.
Yeah, it's something that I have to really, like, not be paying attention to anything else to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is very all over the place.
It really is. It really is.
So, like, but Titans, I mean, we all love Titans. That series is fucking crazy good.
Yep.
And of course, me being late to the party, but now fully caught up, as you guys knew. But like, Titans is just one of the best fucking adaptations of DC for a small screen.
Yep.
So I'm hoping that stays. I'm also now worried. What are they going to do? Supposedly, the Penguin story by Matt Reeves is still in production.
Yep, that's still in production.
Just like. I definitely need more of that. I need an eventual Batman Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I really hope that this whole thing doesn't affect, truthfully, some of the best, large and small format productions of DC.
Yeah, yep. Because what they said is that they actually put this out for, you know, for test audiences or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they put Batgirl out for test audiences, and they said, and what a lot of the people were saying was that this seems like a bad version of a TV show or a superhero TV show.
Okay. Just the other thing I worry about too is Peacemaker season 2.
Right.
You know, like we're all excited that it's happening, but let's hope it's actually still happening.
Yeah, we cross our fingers, man. I don't want any of this. I want all of this shit to come out. I want to see all of it because, of course, we've waited so long to have like awesome shit come out, especially from the DC universe, because the DC universe they've been very, very on and off about shit.
Mm-hmm.
But for them to actually put something else out that's actually somewhat decent, or really decent. As compared to, you know, the regular DC Extended Universe stuff. It's kind of sad that they've canceled so much of it.
I mean, we can always just rely on their animated stuff, which was way superior to the other, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But not everybody wants to watch animated stuff. And the fact that the animated stuff doesn't come out as often, it comes out once every, like, fucking few months, every few months to a year. You gotta wait so long for everything.
But I mean, their animated stuff isn't always that good. I mean, what was it? The Long Halloween. Long Halloween Part 1 was great, but Part 2 kind of fizzled out for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did for me too. And the Long Halloween is a great story.
It really is. And Long Halloween is one of my favorite Batman stories.
Mine too. And it just they didn't make up for it in as far as in the animated style for it.
Right.
You think these cuts are going to go to video games? Because I think there's another Batman video game that's supposed to come out like in a couple of years.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
Based on the Court of Owls.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see.
I think that was what Gotham Knights was.
What happened? No, Gotham Knights is his own standalone thing.
Yeah.
No, but I think I read something or whatever that it may have to have something to do with the Court of Owls too, but I don't know.
I think they killed Batman in the video game. I think Batman's dead in the video game.
Yeah.
But no, I think the owls are part of Gotham Knights from what I'm seeing in the trailer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the owls are also part of the third episode of Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, it's fun. It's fun. Hoo, hoo.
I just like Bane going up to the bank. It's like, who are you? Bane. Who?
Yeah.
I am Bane. I can't do the voice like Alex does.
I am Bane!
Bane! Yeah, yeah. He's so funny as hell.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
I want my pasta maker back.
Yes. It's so good. The Harley Quincy cartoon show is so fucking good.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it.
Yeah. Where were we? Okay, so now I guess leading into some other superhero shit is actually a lot better. We know that by the end of this week, we'll be getting She-Hulk on Disney Plus.
That's coming out the end of this week? Nice.
Yes, on the 10th.
Nice.
But from what we did see, that kind of leading up to it, we've had speculations like, oh, what's going to happen as far as, you know, Matt Murdock and stuff like that, and then we heard rumblings that, you know, that he could possibly be in She-Hulk. And we pretty much got the final word that he is happening. He is going to be there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But not only does he going to be there, he's actually in a clip in one of the recent teaser trailers. But not only does that, but he's donning a different suit.
Yeah, he has the yellow suit, right?
Yes, he has the yellow and red suit,
mm-hmm.
which is very fucking cool. Because we're used to seeing him with the red and, you know, or like the burgundy type color, not necessarily red, but this looks pretty fucking cool because you see him with, you know, the red on the head, the yellow or, you know, the mustardish kind of color.
I like that they made it not, from what we saw from that teaser, they made it not super bright yellow.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Still, they didn't make it so cheesy looking.
It still blends with the red to make him looking like all dark and brooding.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know?
Which is still good, and I'm down for it.
I'm down for that, too.
I'm very excited for this shit, because I want to see how his story plays out within this whole universe. Or with especially now in the MCU is what I mean.
Like,
I want to see what they're going to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, considering all we got was Matt Murdock sitting down, catching, you know, talking lawyer talk and catching a brick, being a very good lawyer, it's like, I want to see where that goes from there. Is this still connected to the Netflix shows?
Yeah.
In some form, you know, like.
I hope so.
We'll see. Yeah, me too. Because, like, I don't want him to be like, oh, hey, you know, he beat the shit out of Wilson Fisk, got him back thrown in jail, and then, you know, and then they, you know, reconnect and, you know, do the whole, like, new, what's it, the new placard.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. That's the new suit. That's the suit right there.
It looks good.
It looks good. I like it.
The mask, right? The helmet looks like the Netflix one, just done.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly what it is, yeah.
And the outfit, from what I can see on the red, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has that look. It looks good.
It's a mix of both.
Yeah.
And this also looks very, very comic accurate as well. Like, I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this. I'm excited to see how he plays out within the story, especially being that, you know, they're both lawyers. So,
mm-hmm.
are they going to work together? Are they going to work separately? Are they going to be going up against each other in the courts and stuff like that? How is this all going to work? Oh my God, I cannot wait to see what they're going to do. It's going to be really fucking cool. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Didn't they announce that we're doing, not redoing, but they're coming out with another Daredevil season?
Yes, they did announce. We spoke about it last week. Daredevil Reborn.
There you go. I knew it had a weird name to it.
Yes. So essentially, it's going to be like 18 episodes starring, of course, you know, Charlie Cox and Vincent D'Onofrio. Mm. Really, really cool.
Speaking of shows being coming out again, I showed you, I think I told you or talked to you yesterday about Rosario Dawson talking about Punisher coming out.
Yes.
She is now walking back those comments.
Yeah, she was basically like during C2E2 this past weekend, she was pretty much saying like, oh yeah, you know, I'm gonna, it was pretty cool to, you know, be a part of, you know, this whole MCU stuff. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with Punisher coming soon again.
Yep.
And then of course she was like, oh no, I didn't say that. That didn't happen.
I don't know what you're talking about. Now she's saying that she got it from an unreliable source.
Right.
Yeah.
Shame on you, Rosario Dawson's.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But it's okay. It's okay because we've kind of wanted to see this happen anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about since that Netflix was taking it off the air, that eventually it'll be on Disney and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll get new seasons that way.
Yep. And that's how it seems like it's coming along. It's coming along the way that we've expected it to.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for it. I want to see what's going to happen. Because it looks fucking cool.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
It's cool. It's cool that they're bringing new light to something that, you know, essentially was canceled. Not necessarily because it was bad, but it was canceled because, of course, you know, Netflix was like, I'm kind of done with this. Also, like the fact that like the Marvel Studios, essentially the studio that was doing the show for that, pretty much closed down too. So, it's cool that they're bringing new light to something that was really good before, and you know, essentially extending the stories and the lore just that much more.
I don't know if you talked about it last week or not, but since we're speaking about She-Hulk and old Marvel movies, I don't know if you heard, but Kristen Ritter has got casted as the lead for the new Orphan Black series.
Oh no, I didn't talk about that. We didn't know that. Okay. I'm excited for Orphan Black.
I don't know if it's a reboot or it's just a new.
It could be just a new spin on the story.
Yeah, new spin on the story, but she's the lead on it.
Okay. I'm down for that. Cause like I'm a big fan of Orphan Black. I've missed out on the last season, but before that, like I've seen a good chunk of it. Like I've seen like the first three, what was it, like three seasons or whatever.
I think it's like
three or four seasons. Yeah. I saw the first three seasons. Really fucking good show. But yeah, I was excited to hear the fact that they were actually gonna do another like a spin-off series of it.
Yeah,
especially being that, you know, it's talking about clones and how there are different versions of different clones.
Yep.
The fact that she could be another clone, the third clone that we haven't seen.
Could be. Yeah.
So it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be really cool. I want to see what they're gonna do. Especially now, of course, you know, she was decent as Jessica Jones. I wasn't a fan of Jessica Jones in general.
I liked it.
I
enjoyed it.
But people did enjoy it, and I could see where they're gonna go with that. I could see the possibilities of them actually doing Jessica Jones again in the MCU as well.
That would be cool.
Which would be kind of interesting because she kind of fits the role in where she could possibly be, whether it's working with She-Hulk or working alongside Daredevil, because of course she was part of the Defenders too. So it's going to be interesting to see what they're going to have with that, especially if now that you know we got news that we're going to be getting her in fucking Orphan Black too. I want to see. There's so much shit, so much possibility, so much world building. I cannot wait to see what's going to happen. I'm just a big old nerd about shit. I love it. That's what we do. That's why we're here. That's why we're here to talk about all this shit.
Yeah.
Then we got also news. We know that we're getting Ironheart within the next few months, probably next year or so. But we also heard that it's being filmed at the moment, the show, the Ironheart show is being filmed at a minute. And so we also know that, you know, Ironheart will be making her debut in Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever. She's going to be part of the show, of the movie. But we all know that they're working on the Ironheart is going to be a TV show. But we were wondering, who's going to be the villain in this? What's going to happen with this? And we finally got news, not just news, but also like images of Anthony Ramos, who we've seen in a few things previously.
Come on, be a spick. Ramos.
Yeah, I know. I kind of.
You think it's Florida native now?
I know. He was in Hamilton. He was also in the Heights too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he had about 2 solo albums out.
Right. And he is at this moment gonna be playing The Hood.
Yeah.
In Ironheart. And it doesn't look that bad.
I'm excited because I kind of want to see him do something different outside the realm of musical theater.
Right, exactly, exactly. Something totally different than what we used to seeing him in.
Yeah.
Something. And it doesn't look bad, like I said. This is the image of him.
You know the comic book better than I would. I mean, does it look true to...
Okay, so if I scroll up... That's what he looks like.
Okay.
That's the hood.
Ah, all right.
Yeah. So it looks very comic accurate. And I'm down for it. This is what the hood really looks like.
All right.
So he's basically a magician with guns.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's gonna be interesting to see what they're gonna do with this. I wanna see where this is gonna go. I wanna see how he plays into the story. Because, of course, you know, things are different and times have changed and there's so much shit going on within the MCU that it just keeps you wondering, like, how are they going to make this work? How are they going to introduce them? In what ways are they going to introduce them? How is he going to... Is he going to come into this whole thing in general? So I want to see this. I want to see where it's going to go, what's going to do. But something that I am actually super fucking excited for, but not just because, you know, I want to see what he's thinking about. But this past weekend, during C2E2 as well, Giancarlo Esposito, who we know from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul and so many other things recently in fucking The Mandalorian,
don't forget The Boys.
And The Boys. Oh, shit. That's right. He was in The Boys. He's pretty much everywhere. He's in everything. Giancarlo Esposito, he's fucking great. He basically came out this weekend saying that he's had talks with Marvel. Which is great. I'm excited for that. But not only just the have a talk with Marvel, but he also said that he wants to play Professor X. And that, I am super fucking excited, especially now that we know that, you know, we will be getting the X-Men within the MCU. Especially now that we know, if you've seen the Multiverse of Madness, we know that Professor X does exist within the MCU at this very moment. Or at least on another parallel universe. So that means that the
not X-Men anymore.
Well, it's an alternate universe. It's the variants, of course.
I know.
But we do know that there are mutants because Kamala Khan is a mutant as well. Mm-hmm. So how is this going to play out? Are we going to get Giancarlo Esposito as Professor X, leader of the X-Men? How is this going to happen? I want this now. Yes, please. Give it to me. I want it. He's fucking great. He has so much fucking range. He can do pretty much anything. And I'm down for it. What do you guys think?
I'm all in.
Good. Good. I'm glad you're all in, Brian. I've been all in. This is very exciting. This is really cool fucking shit.
I mean, it'd be nice to see somebody besides Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, he's been doing Professor X forever.
Yeah, it'd be hopefully I'm pronouncing this right, reiteration.
Yeah.
Of it, so it'd be cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but putting him in Multiverse of Madness or whatever was more kind of like fan service anyway, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm
I appreciated it. And when you heard the music from the cartoon, it was just like, oh, they did it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we're getting new Fantastic Four. We're getting a new Avengers. We're getting new.
Oh, well, remember, the Fantastic Four is the beginning of the next phase. So
yeah.
Yep.
We don't know who else is in there besides the guy from The Office, right?
If he's coming back in that.
Yeah, because this was just, you know, this was also fan service because that's what people kept saying. Like, you know,
I thought it was a done deal.
Well, for Multiverse, yeah.
For the Multiverse,
I was just saying for the Fantastic Four movie, I thought he was it.
And that would be nice. It would be really nice. But who knows? Who knows? It could be possibilities. There's also been word that it could also be the guy from You. Have you seen You, Charlie?
No.
Yeah, that is a great show on Netflix. Definitely check it out. So
that's
the main character,
Stalker show, right?
Yes, the Stalker show that actually becomes, he redeems himself in certain points and still continues to be a stalker, murderer, serial killer. Fucking great show. Definitely check out fucking You. It's a great fucking show.
And you root for him too. Like you want him to get away.
Yeah.
Which is twisted.
Yeah.
Sounds like Dexter almost a little bit.
But in a way, yes, it is kind of like Dexter.
Even though I haven't seen that last
season. I haven't seen past like season two of Dexter.
I haven't seen the reboot, but you know, when he came back and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah, the extension.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time. It started off great, and just in true final season of Dexter fashion, it plummeted with all the shit.
Oh, jeez. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Brian, tell us how you really feel.
Because I refuse to admit that there was a final episode to Dexter.
Yeah, so again, don't waste your... I mean, you can, but I wouldn't recommend wasting your time.
All right.
There are better shows. Just better shows to watch. Like You on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, okay. You. Watch You. You is really fucking good.
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah. It is some really twisted storytelling. And especially to think that this originally started out on Lifetime.
Did it?
Yes. You started on Lifetime and then it got switched over to... Yeah. All
right.
The man-hating network.
Yeah. A man-hating network that actually had a show about a man serial killer killing women's. So, yeah. Definitely a show worth checking out.
Yeah.
And I think that pretty much wraps it up for this week. Unless you guys got anything else to add. Anything else to add?
Rest in peace, Olivia Newton-John, whatever her name was.
Wow, Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah, Olivia Newton-John. Yeah. I just remember growing up and everybody calling her, making fun of her for that music video she put out.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, makes me kind of want to watch Grease again.
Yeah, that's fair. I can see that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it was sad.
Like our youth is slowly going away.
Yeah. That's that shit.
We're getting old.
Don't say that.
We're leveling up and we're getting seasoned, right? Relax.
Yeah, there you go. Dude, I freaked out the other day because I found my first gray chest hair, my first gray eyebrow.
Yeah, you told me that. That's
like, holy shit. This ain't cool.
Yeah. That's when you know you gotta start shaving your chest and shit so that way it doesn't grow.
Not a bad idea. Maybe just for men. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that works too. So I guess we're done with it with everything, right? Are we good?
Trying to think.
I think we're at a good point right now. We're getting a good hour and a half right now.
Yeah.
It
was fun.
Yeah, hell yeah. So thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to go check out everything on InterestingGeeks.net. Of course, we got this show. We got Bryson J Presents. We also have Suplex City Geeks over there, where we talk about wrestlings, which is a really cool fucking shit because there's a lot of shit going on in the wrestling world right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that. We also have Inner City Geeks turntable, which we're gonna be making a return very soon for a few episodes. Season 3 coming soon. Inner City Geeks turntable. So check that out. Go check out the past episodes. We got a couple seasons of it over there, so go check it out. Then we also have Comics World. I guess Comics Con Sabor, Anime World, and all the other shit that Mario used to do over there. I forgot the last one. Manga Time and Anime World. There we go. It's popping. Initiative Geeks webcomic. So much other random shit over there. Make sure you check out all that shit. Yeah, go check out the site.
Good games.
ICGBW Slamcast.
Yeah, I forgot about Good Games.
Yeah. Just fall into the Inner City Geeks wormhole, and you'll find a bunch of shit that we've done for the last 10 years.
Yeah,
pretty much. So go check all that shit out.
It goes check out Alex's social for the Mario Misadventures.
Yeah, yeah. Go check them shit out. Yeah. Cheap plug. Yeah, so then you can find some pretty cool links to some pretty cool fucking places, whether it's on the site or in the description of the episode. And you got Amazon, where you get some pretty cool shit over there. You also got Amazon Prime for the first month for free if you really don't have it at the moment. But who doesn't have Amazon Prime? Click the link, take you over there, check out the boys, check out so much other cool shit on Amazon Prime that, you know, that terminal list that's over there.
Jack Reacher.
Reacher is fucking great.
I read the book that season 2 is going to be based on. It's nice. Going to be free. If they do it right, it's going to be fantastic.
Hell yeah. So yeah, check that out over there. Click the link to Amazon, take you right over there. Go check all the shit over there. Then we got Sideshow Collectibles, because we enjoy toys. So click on that link. Take you over there. A lot of cool fucking toys over there. So much shit. Some shit from, you know, fairly decent price to shit that's like semi ridiculously priced. Because, you know, it's a lot of detail, a lot of cool shit that comes out of these toy makers these days. So check that out. There's also a link to Fight TV, where you get some pretty cool wrestlings over there. Just click the link. Let's take you over there. Some shit is free, some shit you gotta pay for. But overall, a lot of fucking wrestling over there. Check that out. Then there's a link to Beard Octane. It's a pretty cool shit for your beard. You know, you want your beard to look nice and fresh. Get some beard oils and beard balms, beard butters and stuff. And then not only just that, but you also get utensils for your beard. You get, you know, little scissors, little combs and brushes and stuff for it. Check out Beard Octane. They got some really cool shit. Really cool quality stuff. And then at checkout, type in ICG10 for 10% off of your entire purchase. That's going to be fun. It's cool shit. It's there. Then there's Soul Sick Clothing Company, where you get some pretty cool shirts, hats, and hoodies for Geeks by Geeks. And type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off of your entire purchase. And the final place you go to is check out CBDMD. We got some pretty cool CBD shit over there. Because, of course, you know, we all need a little bit of CBD from time to time. So check that out. Whether it's some oils, some tinctures, some gummies for your pets. Because, of course, you know, sometimes pets need some, you know, some relaxations. So get all that shit over there, CBDMD. Really cool shit, really good shit for some ideas of price, because a lot of shit is really fucking expensive for some reason. But they got some pretty cool shit over there. Then you can check out the show. You're listening to us at the moment, and we appreciate you listening to us, but you can let people know that you can find the show on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcasts, and on motherfucking Spotify. Those are the three places, the four places you can listen to us. Then you can find the show on the social medias. You'll find us on the Facey Space, so faceyspace.com/InterCityGeeks, on Instagram at InterCityGeeks, on Twitter at InterCityGeeks. And where can we find you guys? Brian, let's start with you.
You can, of course, check out my Instagram and Twitter at BRI2JPresents. Check out Bri2JPresents.com for a lot of other good stuff. Check out Bri2JPresents on YouTube. Please like, comment, share, and subscribe. Content coming very soon. Just now that I'm pretty much recovered enough to record, and also I have time now that I sort of have like a day off. So,
yay!
Check me out on all that stuff. And where can we find you, Charlie?
You can find me on Twitter at RUPERTO2106.
Yes. And Alex, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me on Twitter at Deny, D-I-N-Y-E-D, and on Instagram at Deny, D-I-N period, Y period, E-D.
Yes, and you can find his little Mario adventures over there, too.
Misadventure.
Really cool. Excuse me. Please forgive me.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
So you kind of hurt my feelings, you know. You break up my heart.
Yes. And you guys can find me on the Twitters and the Instagram at Mr. Drackle, MisterJackal. We'd like to thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you guys so much for sharing and liking our stuff.
We do it for you, folks.
Yeah, we do it for you guys. We do it for ourselves, too, because we enjoy doing this shit.
Fuck yes.
Yeah, absolutely. But like I said, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for checking it out. Don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Wah!